Hi, this is Scott Lira, ScottLira1961 on Twitter. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast today. You know, Marty and I have been on Holland America many times. We've been on the Maasdam, we've been on the Westerdam, and we really enjoy Holland America Line for a lot of different reasons. And so I asked Marty if she would mind joining me, and I could ask her questions about Holland America. So, hey, Marty, how are you doing?
I'm great, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for spending some time and sharing your thoughts about Holland America Line. So tell me, what are your top three things that you would like to share with the audience that really just, you know, makes you want to go back time and time again on Holland America Line?
Well, the three things that I like best about Holland America are the food, the service, and the entertainment. And one of the things that I like about the food so much is I'm a big soup eater. And it cuts down on the amount of calories that I use up during a meal by eating soup ahead of time. It fills me up. But the soups on board ship are so great. They have West Indian pumpkin soup, French onion, strawberry bisque, asparagus, wild mushroom. I mean, I really enjoy these soups. They're just delicious, and they're just out of this world. And then also the desserts. I just love the desserts because they're seemingly calorieless. I mean, they're so light and so fluffy and just so full of this puff pastry that they use that it seems like when you're eating them, you're not even gaining any weight. Maybe you would gain a little bit, but you'd hardly even notice it because it's truly worth it. And another thing that I like is the service because, like, I'm in my day job, I'm a housewife and I work part-time, so I'm really busy around the home, cooking, cleaning, laundry, things like that. And it just is so great to get away and have someone do these things for you where I don't have to worry about them. I can just rest and I'm pampered. I'm really treated like a queen aboard the ship. And I really am thankful to the great customer service that the people give there. The workers are just, they work long hours and yet they're always smiling. They're always willing to do any little thing for you to make your trip more enjoyable.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Marty, because a lot of times they anticipate what you want. For example, like that first night when you go down to the main dining room, or even if you go to the Pinnacle Grill or Le Cirque, they know you, they know your names after the first time you're sitting down. And I've noticed that when you and I have been on cruises, we'll sit down, oh, Miss Marty, would you like a Diet Coke? Mr. Scott, would you like a Dr. Pepper? You know, so they anticipate what you want, and you just can't find that I have found on other cruise lines.
No, you can't. And one of the trips that we were on, I left my makeup at home. And so they suggested that we go down to the ship's store. And some nice lady, she didn't look at me and say, you look awful without makeup. She just helped me pick out some makeup that was within my budget. And she even had some suggestions because I couldn't afford all the makeup, but she had some suggestions that I could use to look presentable for the rest of the trip. And, you know, people were smiling at me and acting like I was just, you know, one of them, and I didn't feel any different.
Well, that's true because, you know, if you do forget something, you know, you can go down there to the ship store or, you know, whatever they want to call it, and, you know, if you forget your toothpaste, toothbrush, and so forth, and it is good, if you do forget something, that you're going to be good to go.
They really cover all the bases where that's concerned. And the last thing that I really wanted to tell you about was the entertainment. I am just so thrilled with the entertainment aboard Holland America because, to tell you the truth, it's so family-oriented and, like, the comedy is so clean, and I just feel like that the dancers are, when they dance, and they dance and they have beautiful choreographed pieces and the costumes are gorgeous and they're so talented and gifted, these singers and dancers, that it just makes for some simply exciting fun. And so also that they have this thing called the BB King Blues Club. And I really like this because it just takes me really back to the rhythm and blues that I grew up with. And it's very soulful and it just engages everybody, not just people that like rhythm and blues, but people that from all walks of life just kind of gravitate to this BB King Blues Club. And so that's one thing that they've just started that I really like. It's been on the ship for about a year now. And then I just feel like the Dancing with the Stars is something else that they've instituted. And it's just so wonderful because amateurs like me and are paired up with professionals to just dance the night away. And then they perform on stage for a contest that's judged. by the audience. And so it's really exciting because you see the talents brought out by the professionals of the amateurs that are learning these steps until they really feel comfortable, and they just lose their nervousness and they just step up to the plate and just dance it away.
Well, you know that both the B.B. King Blues Club and the Dancing with the Stars has taken Hall America Line to the next level. I know that historically a lot of people think, you know, it's for the old people, AARP crews, that kind of thing. But with the advent of the B.B. King Blues Club and Dancing with the Stars, more and more people are coming to Holland America Line and seeing that the ship doesn't close down at 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night. B.B. King Blues Club, I can tell you, it goes till 12:30, 1 in the morning, and the audience still wants them to keep going. And I remember, I guess I was on the Eurodam when it rolled out, actually, for the first time, and the people just loved it. Now, Dancing with the Stars is hugely popular on TV, and so many people, like, you know, my friend Connie Cenac, who actually has performed in Dancing with the Stars on the ship twice, and got up on stage, and she actually won on the Mazdom. So, and if you win, you have the opportunity to compete to get a free cruise, and there's a lot of that. But the point is that for entertainment, Marty's exactly right. There is so much to do. There is so much fun. And Marty, I also wanted you to talk about the digital workshop sponsored by Windows. I know that's something you love to do, and what's even more incredible, it's free.
Right. One thing is that you have a digital camera that you actually won on one of something that you were doing one time. And so you loaned it to me, and I was able to go over all the features of the camera in this digital workshop and learn how to work every single thing about the camera. And that really helped me because I wanted to be more a part of your business, and I also wanted to learn how to take good pictures. And so they did that. And then also when they were teaching us, like, as I call it, like photo cropping, I don't know what word they use, but it's when you can take fine lines and wrinkles out of your photographs of people, and you can and change the buildings and the scenery around to where it looks totally different from where you originally photographed. You can change scenery. It's just so good, you know, to be able to do all those sort of things and to arrange your pictures and put them in a folder. And also, when Windows 2008 first came out, they were teaching us about the cloud. And I had no clue what that was, but I learned all about it. And they were teaching us that you would be using a touch screen with Windows 2008. And they teach some different things specifically related to that. I won't tell you the whole thing because I'll give it away. But it's just so interesting to be on the cutting edge of technology just by being on a cruise and going to these classes. And they only last for like half an hour, but they're so, maybe an hour at the most. But they're so interesting and just keep you informed. So I really like that.
And the best thing about them, Marty, is, you know, they're free. And so, you know, so many people, you know, they feel like they get nickel and dime to get to death on cruise ships. But with the digital workshop powered by Windows, they are free classes. They give you handouts after the class, so you can go ahead and back to your cabin or to your balcony or out on the Lido deck and look at the notes. And they also have what they call Techspert time, where, you know, the person is down there for an hour or two. You can come down there, hey, Tom, you know, I had a question about this. And the one thing about the Techspert, Marty, I sometimes don't have a lot of patience teaching technology to people, but would you say that the Techsperts you've met on Holland America Line are patient?
Yes, they are. And as a matter of fact, one story that I don't know if you told this before or not, but there was a lady, and she was an elderly lady, and she was in the class. And so the computer expert said, how many of you people know what defragging is? And she raised her hand, and she said she knew exactly what it was. And she just stumped everybody and floored everyone by the fact that she knew all about this. And the Techspert, you know, he just took it in stride. He didn't act like she wouldn't know, or he didn't act like she was somebody that wouldn't understand about technology. He was like, oh, okay, you do understand. And so for dummies like me, I mean, the digitally challenged or whatever, they spend a lot of time, and they have handouts. They have really good handouts. I brought some of the handouts home. I still have them in a notebook, you know, to saved for this very purpose, to go back and reread them and refresh my memory and stuff like that. So, and you can, all the handouts are available online to you that you can print and download even when you get home, I believe, so that you can have them available and you can use them to your best ability.
Now, when we go on Holland America Line ships, if it's the Mazdom or the Westerdam or other ships we've been on, you know, when you first step on board, how do you feel, just like with the ships, how does it make you feel when you go on?
Well, Scott, I just feel like I'm in another world. And I don't want to say that I have a princess mentality because I don't. I've worked hard in my life, but I feel like a part of me is just left on the shore, the boring part, the part that never has much fun. And I step into this world of just relaxation and fun. And I love to read. And so I just spend a lot of time up on these serenity decks reading and just be having quiet time, and there's time for that too, but I also like the entertainment, the food, the service, just the digital workshops and the different things that are available. I love going to stopping at the ports are so much fun because you get to go to these different, see these people in their cultures and see how they live, and just you can buy some things, you know, from the places that you stop at, and just bring them back to your family, your friends. So it's just an education in itself, and you're really learning. You're thrown in with a bunch of people from different cultures that speak even different languages, and strangers and everything like that. But you're all on the same boat, so to speak, and you're just getting along with them, and no one, you know, has any kind of an issue with anyone else. It's just so nice.
Well, you know, you talk about the crew. Tell the audience about our friend Glenda, who we've known for many, many years.
Oh, yes. Glenda's this one young lady that we met. I think she was serving at one of the eating areas when we were first started cruising on Holland America. And we have seen her on several cruises. And then, Scott, you've traveled by yourself and with some other friends of ours and run into her many different times on many different ships. And so we've just really kept up with her. We're friends with her on Facebook. And she is just somebody that is like puts a face on Holland America. She is just a wonderful person, and we just really like her.
You know, I'll go ahead and post a picture of Marty and Glenda on the webpage at scottlehrer1961.wordpress.com. But yeah, that's exactly right. When we go back on ships, folks, and we see crew members who we've seen in the past, it is like a family reunion. We hug them, they hug us, they ask us how we're doing. And even like with the cruise directors, one of my favorite cruise directors on Holland America Line is JT Waters, who is on the Eurodam. And Marty and I have sailed on the Eurodam many, 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 many times. And it's always fun to go home to the Eurodam. Same with the Mazdam. The Mazdam we've been on a couple times. And cruise director Rick, he's just a great guy. And there's so many people that we have come to love, you know, the people on the ships who are just like family to us. And when we get to spend that week or 2 weeks on the ship, it is so nice to see them again. Marty, I want to ask you about the Pinnacle Grill, because you and I have been to the Pinnacle Grill many times, and I think we've been twice to Le Cirque. Tell me your thoughts, because you got the main dining room. They have incredible food there. But tell us about the Pinnacle Grill.
Well, the Pinnacle Grill, my favorite thing to eat there is the Chateaubriand. I've never had tasted that until I went to that restaurant.
And that's actually on the Le Cirque night.
Right, and it's on Le Cirque night. And it is just, it's like a filet of steak, and it is cooked kind of medium rare. And I believe it's sauteed in wine or something. It's just very delicious. It's juicy. It just melts in your mouth. It is so good. And also the desserts aboard that are so good. Just very light and just very feeling like you are not gaining any kind of weight eating them, and yet you're getting full on them. And the salads are good, and they will bring you, one time they brought us little appetizers, and right, we had some kind of goose dish or goose pate it was, and you wouldn't think you would like that, but I tried it and I really liked it. And they've given us caviar in the Le Cirque, and I didn't think I would like that, but I did. So it's just really, they do a lot for you there.
Now, the Pinnacle Grill, I usually get the steaks because the steaks are really, really good. You get the crab cake, right?
Oh, yes. That's, I think that is one of the appetizers, actually. And I get the crab cake. And the roomelot sauce or roulade sauce is just very delicious. It's not too spicy. It's not too sweet. And it goes great with the crab cake.
You know, we are mariners. We're three-star mariners. And it's always great going to the mariners events. When we get on the ship, like we're going to be going here in Thanksgiving, you know, going to the Mariners lunch when you get on board. And so that's always nice. I always get a Reuben sandwich there. And then for the Mariners events that we get to go to, that's fun, getting to see other Mariners and getting to see the crew, you know, the officers and some of the crew and the leadership on the ship. And then also, just as Marty was saying about the desserts, that's something I really enjoy. And, you know, on some ships, you know, they have the self-serve ice cream. But Marty, tell us about what's on Holland America Line with ice cream that you know I love.
Well, I believe it's Haagen-Dazs.
No, it's not Haagen-Dazs. No, it's not. But the thing is, it's like it's a hand scooped. It's hand scooped ice cream.
They scoop it for you.
Right.
Scott is so thrilled because they scoop it up for him. And one time he went there, I think, every single day.
Yeah, I went there several times a day. Yeah. Now, Marty, do you like the bread pudding? Because that's one of my favorites.
No, that's your favorite.
Okay, so I like the bread pudding. Now, I remember for many, many years, Marty and I would go on cruises, and we would just eat on the Lido deck for breakfast. And so one day, several years ago, Marty said, hey, look at the, you know, the plan of the day, or, you know, what do they call it, location. And she said, look, they serve breakfast in the main dining room. Tell me how you feel about that, Marty, because sometimes I go down there and you're sitting with new people all the time, and I hate always having to reintroduce myself and who I am, and if people think they recognize me and all that stuff, think I look like Rick Steves. But you enjoy going down to the main dining room for breakfast. Tell me about that.
Yes, I do, because the selection is just a wider variety. My favorite thing is oatmeal. The oatmeal is always fresh. They give you fresh cream, raisins, brown sugar with it. And they have Danish pastries ready for you, muffins and things like that. Before you even have a chance to get hungry, I believe they have fresh squeezed juice and they have it poured for you. And they always ask me if I want coffee, and I don't. I don't drink it, so I have to turn over my cup. But they just have the great French toast that is so good, and the yogurts. I eat yogurt, that's good for you, and it just. The service, though, that I really like so much is that they wait on you right away, and they're there for you just like they are at dinner time and just like they are if you ever eat lunch there. I mean, they are there for you 24/7. It seems like you see the same people at breakfast that you've seen at dinner that night before, still working and with a smile.
You know, we like going up to the Crow's Nest kind of to look around, and they've got different, you know, music venues there on the ship. They have the Hellcats. And so the shipboard experience is great. But I also want to ask you, I mean, for Thanksgiving, we're going to Grand Turk, San Juan, St. Thomas, and Half Moon Cay. Tell me a little bit about, let's start with Grand Turk. Tell me about that and how you like it.
Well, they have something there that they call the Lazy River. And they have a big pool, and then the river, it has a bridge, and the water kind of flows through the pool, and people just kind of swim in that area right there.
Oh, that's at Margaritaville.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. That's right.
And then they've got, they have some really good food. We had some conch fritters there one time before. And they have got some little shops where they have little bitty bikinis that don't look good on people that are my age. And they have sunglasses and just little touristy type things that they sell for you. And they also, is that where they have that's not where they have the post office, is it?
No, that's, are you talking about Hell in Grand Cayman?
No.
Okay. No. All right, go ahead. So what else about Grand Turk?
Well, Grand Turk is something that I'm looking forward to this trip that we're going to go on because we're supposed to take a tour. And so we're supposed to see the rest of the island and see how the people live. And that's really where I'd like to dig in and see how people react to other people and what kind of homes they live in and what kind of culture that they have, not just when they're working, but when they're relaxing and when they're fishing or swimming or just doing
other things. Right. Well, it's interesting you say that because when we took our 14-day Southern Caribbean cruise on the Mazdam, we went to Bonaire and we took a 3-hour tour, and we actually, you know, saw the donkeys walking by the van, and then also like those salt areas where they did salt back in the day and the little huts where people lived in. And so that was Grand Turk Marty was talking about. Now let's talk about St. Thomas. We've been there many times. We've been to Megan's Bay. We've been to the Kmart. We've been to the El Pueblo, the store. What are your thoughts on St. Thomas, Mark?
Well, Scott, all I remember about St. Thomas is doing a lot of walking because it seems like we always run out of water or soda or something like that, and we have to walk. And we're carrying heavy things. But there's always a place where there's free Wi-Fi somewhere in one of the fast food places. And St. Thomas has just a lovely marketplace, like right when you first get off the ship and you go walk for a little ways, or you can take a bus into the marketplace. And they sell all kind of local crafts and hats and clothing and just jewelry and things like that. And so I really enjoyed the marketplace and seeing the little shops that were related to St. Thomas.
Now, how did you like it the first time we went to St. Thomas and we took a tour and we were on the bus going on top of the mountain? Was that fun?
Whoa. Well, we rode up this long, winding hill, and I was afraid I was going to fall out of the bus because there are no seatbelts on the bus. There's no and it goes right straight up, but the drivers are very good and they're experienced at it. And so we stopped at one place and they showed us where they had some spices and different things like that. And we had got to rest and look out over the mountaintop. And then they took us to another place where they had parrots, and the parrots were just beautiful, parrots and cockatiels, beautiful. And they had a gift shop at the top of that place, and just very, very nice and clean restrooms and just a place where you could get refreshments. So I really enjoyed that tour.
And they had lots of bathroom breaks. Now let's talk about San Juan, Puerto Rico. The one thing about San Juan, when you get off the ship, just walk down the pier, hang a left, there's a CVS pharmacy. So if you need some Advil Cold and Sinus, you need some soda, you need some water, that's the place to go. So what are your thoughts about San Juan?
Well, I really like San Juan because I got to see how people live. They have kind of apartment-type houses, and some are wealthy, and then some people just live in kind of mundane type apartment buildings. And then I saw some of the different government buildings and stuff like that. And I went to the Burger King there one time and just got to realize that they don't have ice very readily available in San Juan. They looked at me like I didn't know what I was asking for when I wanted some ice. But then they've got like a square where there are a lot of pigeons and people milling about and stuff like that. So it's very close. I mean, there's a lot of people there in a small landmass, and so you just get to be there with the people that live on the island, and they're pretty friendly. They're really nice to you. And I think, wasn't that the place where we went to the rainforest?
Yes.
And Scott, you didn't like the rainforest, but
it was boring. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it. I was hoping to see some monkeys at the rainforest, and we just didn't saw a bunch of trees. But it did begin to rain. And it was just pretty scenery and a winding bus ride. And it was really, really nice and quiet. And
well, Marty liked the gift shop and the little food place at the, when you go up to the top there at the rainforest, because they have, you know, getting some ice cream. You got a hot dog, right? So,
right.
Yeah, so she was hungry. And so she ate up there, and it was like $8 for the hot dog. I forget.
No, it was really reasonable.
Okay, it was reasonable. Okay, so that was San Juan. Now, the next place we are going to be going is going to be Half Moon Cay. Now, we've been to Half Moon Cay many times, sometimes on the Carnival Fascination, which is based here in our home of Jacksonville, Florida. But we mostly go to Half Moon Cay on Holland America ships. So what are your thoughts about Half Moon Cay?
Well, Half Moon Cay has got some really good food. They go all out, the ship's crew does. They get off early in the morning, and they start cooking. They make hamburgers, hot dogs, tacos, chicken, different things like that. They bake tons of cookies, and then they have like a lemonade-type punch and iced tea for you to drink. And they also have like buses that take you from the ship, from the tender to the place where you're going to eat. So you don't have to do a lot of walking. And the buses are nice, and they're not really that crowded. They run fairly frequently. It's like a truck type of thing. And is that the place where we saw the horses?
Yeah, the horses in the water. That's right.
Right. And so they have horseback riding there. I haven't been horseback riding up there, but I've seen where they keep the horses, and I've watched the people ride. And so it's very, very nice, and I hope to do that one day, go horseback riding in the ocean.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. What do you think of the beach on Half Moon Cay, Mart?
Oh, the beach. The beach is really nice. Very crowded, but nice. If you go early, you can get a chair. And it's just the water, of course, the ocean there is just gorgeous. You can see straight to the bottom. People are parasailing up in the sky, and then they have, different rafts and canoes and stuff like that that they go on. And they have little shelters too, so you don't have to be standing in the sun all the time. You can go and stand in the shelter to talk.
Yeah, those little clams, I forget how much they cost, but you got to reserve those on the ship. Go to the shore excursion desk. I forget if they're 10, 20 bucks, but having one of those little clam shells is kind of nice. Like with Marty and I, we're both fair-skinned and blonde, so we don't want to be out in the sun too long and get hurt like that. But having those areas there, and of course they have the villas now, which cost a little bit, but if you have a family, it's got air conditioning in there, it's got a fan, you can even hire a butler. The villas are very, very nice. And then, of course, you have Cap Morgan's Bar, which is that big pirate ship right there on the beach. You can go there and get a refreshing drink. Be sure to go up the stairs, because then you can go to the second and third level and look out and see the ship and see the beach. and the Hellcats play in there also, you know, music. I want to comment on what Marty said about the beach being crowded, and it can be. If you have two ships at Half Moon Cay, it can be crowded. But if there's just one ship, and if you look at my YouTube videos, you'll see that, where you want to get off the ship early. 9 out of 10 people want to wake up slowly, slow cup of coffee, look, oh, beautiful, and then get off the ship around 10:30, 10:45. Well, that's what 90% of the people do. They wait to wake up slowly, and then by the time they get to the beach, shazam, it is totally crowded. So what Marty and I have done, and I advise my travel agent clients to do, is to, you know, when the ship gets there, I don't know, like 7:30, 8, you know, be one of the first ones off the ship. Get on the tender, and the tender ride's only like 10 minutes. Get over there, find yourself a nice beach chair, you know, kind of map it out. And if you have kids, you know, if you go to the left, you know, they got the kids area, and they got the little water slides and a little water spray and all that kind of stuff, which is kind of nice. But if you get there early, you will be able to get your snorkel equipment, your fins, your masks, all this stuff. They won't be sold out, because if you wait till 10:15, 10:30, 10:45, 11:30 to get off the ship, you're going to find it's going to be more difficult to get a beach chair, and some of that stuff could be sold out. So please get there early. And as Marty said, the lunch is good. You know, they got burgers, and they got some salad stuff, and they have some desserts and drinks, and they have like a ton of picnic tables there. So if you have family and friends, you know, you'll be able to sit together there. And they have a little cute little wedding chapel there, a wedding place, a little church, so you can go see that. And they have a stingray area. As Marty said, they do have that tram. So you'll see it. And just look at my YouTube videos. You'll see it. And that tram will take you around to the where the jet skis are. You have to rent those for the stingrays. And you can even see the horses. You can get some video over there. But I think, you know, Half Moon Cay has been rated number one private island by Porthole Magazine for many, many, many years. And there's a reason for that. It's the white sand beach. It's just a great resort. You know, yeah, resort. I mean, it's just a great place to be away from it all. And there's even a sign that says you want to stay there forever. And you kind of do. So anyway, Marty, any final thoughts on Holland America Line and our upcoming cruise?
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to miss my family, being away from them at Thanksgiving. But just being alone on a cruise, with you and also with the group that we're going with, we enjoy the fellowship, the friends that we're going to go with. And so I'm just really looking forward to it and getting away and just doing the things that we always love to do when we go cruising, like we just mentioned.
That's cool. Okay, well, that's my wife, Marty. And thank you so much for spending a little bit of time here sharing your thoughts on Holland America Line. To book your next cruise, just email me at slara1961@gmail.com, slara1961@gmail.com, and check out all my videos on YouTube, and you can see all my social media stuff here on scottlara1961.wordpress.com. You want to say something else, honey? No? Okay, she's just touching my knee. From our mobile studio here in Jacksonville, Florida, Scott Lara, Scott Lara 1961 on Twitter. Go ahead and say it, honey.
Peace.